Well, now this is the evening of August the 8th, and we're at the Brenwick's apartment at Taslina, and they're going to show us the moving pictures of the potlatch given, what day was it? Do you remember, or what week? This last winter, wasn't it, November?
In November.
Yes, in November of 1967, and for Oscar Craig. And if there are any explanations, we'll make them here, and then I'll have a record of what I was seeing.
Right.
Right.
It's Oscar, the last picture that we have of him, taken up at Plutina Lake. He was ill then, you know.
Oh, was he? No.
Yes.
He looked. Mm-hmm.
He goes out of sight. Now, this is the first night of the potlatch. And these are the Copper River natives dancing.
Yes, I see Ben Neely,
yes.
And I see Bill Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And who's...
What's his name from Chestachina? Tennis Jack is beating the drum on this night.
Yes.
Yeah.
And is that the drum you referred to?
Let's see. That is it. That is
it. The beautiful drum.
Now,
yeah.
The Northway, some of the Northway people are joining in now. There
yes.
is Kitty John
oh,
over
yes.
there.
Oh, yes.
That's where I told you that she didn't have a scarf to dance with, so she's got mittens.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's Maggie Joe with a red scarf.
Right.
And who's with a colored shirt dancing?
That is Sanford, the one I'm telling you about. Now, you will see him most of the evenings. And the different nights, they'll have different colored shirts on, so you'll know it's not the same night.
Mm-hmm.
Though these pictures may appear as if they were going on, there was actually intermission and breaks. But we would stop the camera and then just start it again when they started to dance.
Yes.
You see.
Yeah. I see Elsie Stickwan there dancing.
No.
Isn't it?
No, that is Edna Jordan.
Oh, she looks.
Saw.
Yeah, it's her
yes.
sister.
That's
they
her
look
sister.
Very much
that
alike.
Is right.
Yeah. And is that Annie Ewan dancing with a
way
with a
over
scar?
There?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
Maggie
Jo.
There is Big Susie with her back turned. Here.
Oh yeah, with the gray hair.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now
they are
singing the Weeping Saw. Watch
oh,
their
yes.
hands.
Yeah, they're raising. They're
yes.
as if they're picking something up.
No, they are catching their tears.
Oh, I see.
See.
Is that the song that Jim McKinley composed? Is that the one they're singing?
I don't know whether he composed it or not.
Well, he did compose one.
Yes.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same one again?
Yes, yes. This is.
So.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. See, fellow is still there. I can't think of his name right now. Here is
yeah.
old Tony with his back turned here, see? Tony Jackson.
Oh, Tony Jackson,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
With a slightly bald
yes.
on the top. Yes,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the last of the old-timers.
Yes, he
left.
Is. Yes, he is. Real old-timer.
Mm-hmm. There are most of the women now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that too bad that we don't have music?
It is, because you just get the rhythm. That's like that. Dum, 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 dum. Moving from side to side a little bit. And that,
yes.
And that Bill Joe with his fancy drum.
Now the Northway and everyone's in there together.
Oh, I see.
And that is Andrew Isaac over there that's beating the drum. See him? Andrew
with his
Isaac.
Back to us?
Yes, with
oh,
the plaid shirt.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, he's
beat,
an excellent
beat,
beater.
Beat,
and there
beat.
Is Chief Northway over in the said. You'll see him again.
Oh, with the cockades, the feather cockades
yes,
in his hands.
Yes, and he has a red plaid shirt on.
Yes, and feathers in his hair,
yes,
too.
Yes,
what, is that Ben Neely in back with feathers in his hands, or is
let
that another
see.
Northway man?
That's
oh,
probably.
Oh, they're holding
yes,
those
yes.
up,
mm-hmm,
don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
There's Chief Northway right there. He also has a drum.
Yes.
See there.
Yes, I
mm-hmm.
see. With a plaid shirt
uh-huh.
beating it. Mm-hmm.
Now, these, you realize, were different dances that
yes.
so they'd get through with one and then start on another.
Yeah.
And there were stop periods in between. mm-hmm. but with the camera going only when the dance was started, it makes it look like that it was a continuous dance,
yes.
you know.
Well, now this isn't the weeping song,
no,
this is another
no,
one.
No, this is another one entirely.
Yes.
This has a little more rhythm to it.
Yeah.
Now this was another one, see?
Still another one.
I was just learning to take pictures. And I didn't
I think you've done wonderful.
There I am with my back turned right here on the
yes.
corner with the gray sweater on, see?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh.
I see that.
See, and
yeah.
I'm dancing.
Uh-huh. Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Now who's the man who is with the white shirt on, with waving pink plumes?
He's from Chestachina. I can't think of his name.
That wouldn't be Adam Sanford.
No,
can't
no,
be.
No,
is it is it J.P. Signone?
No,
he can't dance.
No. Mm-mm. There's Ben Neely over there.
Yeah.
You see him.
Mm-hmm.
There's that Chief Northway. You know, he's about 80 years old, and he is the peppiest little beard.
Yeah.
You
uh-huh.
should see him later on when he dances.
Swing, beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep,
see,
beep,
now,
beep,
some of them
beep,
get
beep.
This stance where they'll just stand still and just
and
get rigid and go down, you know.
Yeah, and then come up again.
Uh-huh. See, now, this Sanford here with the blue plaid is dancing that way. If you watch
which,
it.
Which Sanford
over
is it? Ralph? Is that Ralph
yeah,
Sanford?
I believe it's Ralph.
Yeah, I see. He bends way
Ralph,
down.
Yes,
and
I always get Ralph and Howard. And so does this other fellow in there in the light shirt.
Yes.
Does the same thing.
Yeah.
And Andrew Isaac dances that way, too.
Mm-hmm.
See, even when he beats the drums, he goes down
rather
rigidly.
And I notice that the two drummers are right close together.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is there any are there any other instruments to make noise?
No.
There are no rattles, for example,
none.
On those
none.
Bunches of feathers.
No, ma'am. None.
None. And feather headdress around a bunch of feathers. Set into a bandeau tied in the back of the head, a few of the men are wearing, some white and some, what's that, red on the sides, black and
mm-hmm.
orange. And they really are getting warm, there's no
yes,
question about
are.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a very, look at them mopping their faces, yeah, really vigorous. Ah.
There's a little bobble in the film about here.
Oh.
Until he gets over that. I believe it was where there was a splice.
Well, now, Annie Ewan has got, if that is Annie
yes,
Ewan,
she's,
has got
she has
feather pom-poms.
Uh-huh.
Where did they get them from?
They had them there and gave them out. They keep them on hand.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here is Pete Ewan.
Yes.
With his back turned
with
here.
With a sort of a red cap.
Yes.
And are the the colors of the feathers, do they have any significance, you know?
No,
different
not in this. Not in this. Because
mm-hmm.
they were dancing with what they could get, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But some of them are, that stiff and trembling
yes,
and going
yes.
down.
Uh-huh.
Yes, holding
see,
it
yes.
tight.
See, now Ben Neal, that's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, is doing that.
But
there.
They don't all do it the same.
No, and
same
I imagine
time.
That is the old way of doing it. And you will notice that Pete Ewan does that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so does that Sanford over there with the red plaid.
Yeah. Yes, now they're just standing still and going down. Now they come up and
they go like this.
Yes.
This way.
First down on one side, then stiff jerks, and then and then up, and then down on the other side, and then sort of a general jigging from one leg to the other. Mm-hmm. It's really tensing the muscles, isn't it? Tensing
yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Very muscular.
Mm-hmm. See, see the drummer now, Andrew Isaac, you'll watch him, he does that.
Uh-huh.
And he'll just, like he's
way
just
down.
Real rigid and turns in that fashion.
Yeah. And they end the song with a fast drum beat.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely bring it to a, you know, sort of an end.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, another good dancer to watch is Beljo over there against the wall next to Sanford in that bright plaid shirt.
Yes.
That's Beljo, and he is a real good dancer. He holds his feathers and turns his head. You'll notice a lot of them do that. They'll turn their head in a rigid manner like that.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's a highly stylized form of dancing.
Yes, it is.
Yes, I remember Douglas say. What a good dancer that young Bill Joe was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Really is. me sweeping from side to side. Who's the man in the bright black, white, and red check shirt?
That's Planford that I told you to keep an eye on. You'll see him.
Do you know his name?
What in the world is it?
No. Is it Yusty?
Yes, Sanford.
Because he's
Sanford.
The one I don't know.
Right.
Justy Sanford.
Yeah. He is Kitty John's brother.
Oh. And he's at Mentaska, I suppose.
Yes, he lives at Mentaska.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He really is weaving and working.
Yes, and all night long, you'll think.
He
particularly watched it, but he was just drenched in sweat.
He
wet,
is now.
You know.
This
was the first night, wasn't it, Leonard?
And sometimes,
now here come the Northway dancers.
Oh boy,
and
isn't that marvelous?
That Harry John gets in the way. I wish he'd get off the floor. Here come the Northway dancers in full costume.
Yeah.
And now this fellow has a piece of paper stuck on his foot, and Harry John. Now there is Northway. Look at that stiff. Now he will
in the black and white.
Yes, he will dance with a thing that he will point and go through quite a few motions with, so keep your eye on him. And here come the women, see?
Oh, yes, behind the men.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what's that? Really elaborate, with circles on the shoulders.
Oh, yes. Oh, they have beautiful dresses.
They really are based on the old style.
Yes,
they
are.
Fringed yoke and the fringed sleeves. But it's magnificent when you see so many alike without black and white. Now, the blue.
Now, there is Chief Northway over there. There's Chief Northway over there. Yes, he has the feathers and the white jacket. No, not the yellow feathers.
Oh.
That is, let's see. Oh, yes. This is Andrew Isaac.
That Andrew Isaac, where the.
Here is Bell Joe. Want him?
Yeah.
I've lost him.
No, Andrew Isaac, he's got orange and black.
Yes,
orange.
Here is Chief Northway.
Yeah.
And he has a long wand. Watch how he uses that.
He points
does everything, and he'll hold it stiff and go through a funny little...
Oh, I wonder if that's what they call gun ho. Yeah.
There.
Yes, he's really funny.
Him.
Yeah.
And Baljo has beautiful ear things that hang down. They were beaded. Later on, doesn't he look beautiful?
Doesn't he? Isn't that good? Yeah.
And later on, when they circle around, he'll get near the camera and you'll see these things hanging down.
Mm.
Oh, they're beautiful, aren't they?
They certainly are. Now, who's the person with the blue fringe with her back to
it? I don't know. She's a Northway Indian, and I don't know her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this over here, you've got to say, this is Miss J.P. Signon with the pink feathers, and she'll just dance up a storm. Every now and then you'll see her. You don't see her now, but every now and then. And later on, there's a young girl in there. Do you know Lillian Jo? Maggie's daughter.
Yes.
Right. Well,
she's
she's in here, but she has a short type of a jacket, and it was a shame. She left her slacks on. So she doesn't dance like everybody else. She just sort of keeps the tune. And she'll be next to Mrs. J.P. Signon when they come around, and you'll see the contrast. There's Mrs. J.P. over in that corner with the pink pom-poms.
Wonderful
here.
Pink arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl with the yellow feathers, the two yellow feathers. Now, is that...
This is some elderly woman from... she's quite elderly.
Oh, she is.
Mm. She's from Northway.
Oh, her hair's so dark. Now, the girl is wearing a pink scarf around her hair, is that it?
I believe, no.
Oh,
we'll see her pretty soon. See, there's Chief Northway now. Eventually, he'll take the drum over.
Well, I'd like to get a good look at that gun-ho, that pole.
There's that Sanford. Now, he has a white kind of on the pullover on, you know.
Yeah, with just a little bit of fringe on. Not nearly as colorful.
Now, there's Lillian right here. Just swinging back and forth with next to the one with the feathers, see?
Yeah. No, the women don't have nearly the part the men have.
Oh, no.
But that
look at that. Look at that Isaac there. He
is
just
with
really...
Now,
here's the Chief Northway again. Watch this. Ezekiel, he puts it on his arm like this.
And then, and it holds his hand out with that pole.
Yeah, now he's pointing
it.
See? And then he holds his arm out like that. Oh, he was an excellent dancer.
Mm-hmm. It's all over feathers.
Yeah. See, there he is. There he is. See?
Now he's put it down on the ground and he's put a meaning on it.
Like there, now he has
the drum.
See?
Yeah, I see him.
And Isaac is going to dance now. See?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got a hat that looks something like a bishop's mitre. With that, is it really split in front or what?
I believe it's feathers.
Just feathers. Yeah, that look. Two great big white plumes going up, almost like mountain goats.
Yeah. This goat is one of the Sanfords. He had a beautiful. These are feathers on his costume. He's right in front of the girl in the red. But those were red and white feathers that he had on his yoke.
Oh, yes, I see.
See that
fringe? Weren't they
the most elaborate?
Boy, that is something.
Uh-huh.
And that woman with a red costume and the...
Now, here is Sanford again, and he'll dance just like he's coming in on an airplane or something at times, See, there he is, see?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, he just danced and danced and danced.
This is still the first night, is it, or the second night?
This was the second night.
The second night that the Northways put on the costume.
The second night the Northways put on their costume.
Well, now, is the first night given over entirely to mournful songs?
Yes, mournful songs, and you see only the Copper River people dance.
I see. And they really weren't, they didn't have costume, they just had nice clothes on.
They didn't have costume.
So it's the, it would be the guests then who danced the second night.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose these are cheerful songs or were some of these more?
Oh my, they had a lot of rhythm to them.
So of course they did, but I know some of the sorry songs do. Look at that old man with the red. Holding his hand up and gyrating
look
around.
Look at the see, it's just like an airplane, I told you.
Who is it that's with a blue
this one over
blue
there,
shirt and red?
He's from Christopher Smith, I can't think what his name is. Oh, here's Howard Sanford, so that other must be Ralph.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know Ralph was quite interested in recording in 1960. He did quite a lot of singing and recording, but I guess Howard doesn't seem to know so much.
Wasn't dressed with the white and red shirt?
Yes.
I saw this dress on a woman on a picture.
Oh.
Now, Belle Jo just went by. I should have called your attention to it. He was right close here in front. Were you going to bring it back? Yeah. Here is Belle Jo, this brilliant... now there's his beaded earpieces. See?
Oh,
there he is, right there.
Isn't that? And that.
Yes.
And that
beautiful.
That tremendous display of flowers.
And Maggie made them all.
Oh. She made them all for all to see. Did she?
No.
I guess Kate made some.
Different ones, made their own, you know. But she made, naturally, she made bells. Later on, we take a picture of them in their buckskin jackets that Maggie made.
Yeah, I guess, of course, buckskin would be what they'd wear in the old days.
Yeah, it was moose hide, you know.
Moose hide, yeah.
Here's a woman from Northway, this one in the blue jacket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But those must have been hot to dance with skin clothes.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, Andrew Isaac has shed his costume. And his back to his plaid shirt because it looks so warm.
Mm-hmm. Too bad. I'm sorry because it's a fine looking one wearing a costume.
Now, here's Mrs. J.P. Watch this with the pink pom pom right in the center.
Yeah.
And she goes there and just really works
she's
that
wearing,
look.
She's
and
wearing a black suit with a white yoke and a white fringe.
Now, watch her rocking motion.
Yep. She really is.
Back
and forth. She holds that her right pom-pom up high over her shoulder. No occasion she brings the other one.
Now, here are the jackets that Maggie made. See, this is for herself and her husband and Lillian.
Oh, yes. Turn around. Aren't they fun?
Aren't they beautiful?
Yes. Well, now, that's not to dance in, though. That's just go to a pop.
We just wanted to display them to show you how pretty that is. This was all handwork. Imagine that.
Yes.
Now, here is Jim McKinley
with a blue shirt.
Yes,
and
those are those long beaded feet, like beads. You know, they used to have a long
dandelion.
All right, now this is the Copper River people, and this is where you'll see the seagull dance, and also what they call the drinking song.
Is this the seagull dance now?
No. But here comes Joe Gulatar right over there. Now notice his head. He uses his head a lot. He cocks it and turns it very stiffly.
The tall one.
Yes, he's over there.
Yeah, I see him now, right here.
He hasn't got in the groove yet, but he'll get there.
Uh-huh. And some of them are using just pieces of paper towel,
yes.
I guess.
Uh-huh.
They don't
have
feathers.
Now this is the Copper River people, see, and the Northway now are off the floor.
Well, now who's, is the
third
there, night?
Now there
or
is Rena. Night? I'll show you Rena, and she just dances up the storm. She's got her back turned with the black top and the red band around her head.
You'll see her
dancing quite vigorously.
Yeah. Well, now, is this the third night, is it, or is this the second night that the Copper River people are coming back on the dance?
Well, that's the end of that reel.
Well, that's
let's see. I'll tell you by the shirt when they dance again. They had we went by the men. We had an off time starting the film out too.
Yeah.
But the first night, Pete Ewan had kind of a blue shirt on, didn't he, Leonard? But anyway, the final night he will have a white shirt on, and Bob Marshall will have a different type of a sweater on, too.
Mm-hmm. But I was interested, though, in knowing whether the first night it was just the Copper River people really leading off, assisted by the others that had learned
that
the song.
That is right. That is right.
And then the second night, it was chiefly...
So we really started photographing...
Oh, so I see.
So we really started photographing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
So presumably the first night it would have been certainly the sorry song.
Yes.
Of
but
the
they did
Copper
sing
River
it
people.
That second night.
Yeah, and then
at
the
beginning
night.
Of the evening they sang it.
And then later on that evening they sang, did the other people introduce songs or was it just the Copper River people?
No, the other people did too, but they just start them off, you know.
But they were they all sad that second evening?
No, I would not say the word.
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-mm.
But the third evening, they really got into the...
The thing is, you see, this was not a time to be sad. At first, they are sing the sad songs more or less to pay their respects. And from then on, the purpose of the potlatch is that you are paying your last respect to them. And from then on, you are to be happy. No more tears, no more sadness.
Yes, I realize that, but it takes a little while to... get to that point.
Yes.
So I'm trying to figure out just exactly the sequence. In any case, the third night, which was the second night that you were there, it was mostly the Northway people with their costumes that were dancing.
That was right. Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth night is what we've just been looking at. Again, Northway. And
no,
just,
this
would have
been
the Copper River again.
Probably the second and third night that we've seen part of.
I see.
The
we're
fourth
still
night
the
will be
the
night of the potlatch.
Yeah.
The giveaway, you know.
Mm-hmm. So after the Northway guests have performed more, now we're getting the Copper River people.
Yes.
Just
a little later now, it will be everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody all together.
Because I wondered whether there was any sort of competition between groups or groups of guests.
Yeah, now these are still the Copper River people.
Yeah, the Copper River people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've let the Northway people dance first, and now they're coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And the Northway, what's they doing? Standing and watching in the background?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, Leonard will focus on Isaac and Chief Northway over there, who are naturally off the floor at the time.
Yeah.
And he'll focus on them because they couldn't stand still, and they're over there against the wall going through all the
motions. Yes.
So he'll catch them.
Now, that boy there in the blue who's wearing a
That is Tom McKinley. That is Jim McKinley's son.
And he's wearing a dentalium around his head and around
born
sort of a sash
over
their bandolier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never seen such a long business over the shoulder. Mm-hmm. And that Bill Joe beating the drums?
No, that is Kenneth Jackson.
Oh, yes. He's a good drummer, isn't he? He just loves to do it.
And look here, little young Wayne Bell over there dancing.
Headband on. Yes. Is that dentalium also? Shells?
No, that was beads. Not. That was just a little strip. And look, there is Rena. See her?
Yes, I do see her. I love it. Mm-hmm. So she really dances. That little bell kid is just stepping.
Here is Annie Ewan. Right
yeah,
here.
with a red, bright red.
Mm-hmm. She has a shawl on.
Oh, a shawl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I see Joe Goodman.
Yes.
He gets really down
see?
And comes up stiff, and then he almost sort of lifts his neck.
Now
though,
this is the beginning, I think, where he starts. Y'all dance right after. This is Oscar Ewan.
Yes.
We sort of picked up on the side because he had this bit of tinfoil and he was going through all this on the sidelines.
Yeah,
because he couldn't get in there to dance. I don't suppose he could stand the pace.
You're really shaking it and moving around. That's wonderful. The people watching, and that's Frank Charlie sitting there watching, I think, too.
Frank Charlie, that's the fellow that was dancing.
Really, that old man?
Yes, that's
maybe
right.
He could.
That's who it was. That's who it was. And there is there was old Tom Bell. Watch this. You know, you've met old Tom Bell, the old gray hair and the blue and white shirt. There.
No,
now there is Isaac and Chief Northway against
standing,
the wall.
Yeah,
look at this.
Standing side
look here.
Yeah, in perfectly ordinary clothes.
Yes. And they're standing up on the benches. Of course, they're just... look at this. Look at this.
Well, what have they done with... They were earlier that evening.
Yes,
they had their dance clothes on. They took off their costumes.
They were warm and hot, see?
Yeah.
And the hall was getting... Now here is Jim, see?
Oh, yes.
He has a blue silk shirt on.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
he's reaching up. He's doing. I wonder what that is. And that's Oscar Ewan beside him.
Yes,
isn't it?
Yes,
the tinfoil.
It is.
It's tinfoil again, reaching.
Oh, there is a seagull dance. Now, see, they're hopping.
Hopping.
See? See?
Yeah.
See, there's Joe Gulacan over there.
Yes. And
now,
there's somebody
he'll go
with,
down.
With a set of a bandana wound around the head. Now, who's that?
Let me see. This one.
Is that a woman, I guess, tied up? Yeah, I think.
Is it over there, do you mean?
Yes.
That's
with
Anna Ewan with them.
With a blue blue jacket.
Oh, let me see.
It almost looks like a bandage because it's spotted red.
There's Kate Sanford right there with the pink sweater on.
Oh, yes. And she's got a beaded...
She had a headdress on.
Yeah, a headdress, and also
she had
a beaded
band like
over
that,
the right shoulder
look,
and under
now
the left.
Now, he went down and picked up a pop. Now, this was a drinking song, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. This was a
single.
Yeah, this later on it's a drink song where they act like they're giving each other a drink. This is a seagull picking up stuff, and they had brought a case of pop and set it in the middle of the floor, and he goes down and gets a one. See?
He
gives him
a
drink.
Yeah. What was that? Chella Lee Ha He? Is that what they were singing?
I don't know.
Because I know that's a very popular one. They often end the evening. Yeah, everybody getting pop and passing it out.
And they were singing some slow tune because some are getting to sway a little thing.
Yeah, okay, that's it.
Oh, there's the return of the drums. There's
Jim McKinley with the beating the drums.
And there's old Tony behind him, see?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, it was built, didn't,
Now they...
Oh, this is the start of the last day.
Yes, this is
the
last night. This is the last night.
And these are just Copper River people
now. Yeah, these
are
Copper River people now.
Yes. In fact, those are mostly the hosts of the potlatch, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
you will see.
Only the people who are only the hosts dancing, or are there some?
No, everyone. Everyone of the Copper River tribe. And it isn't everyone that dances. You know, a lot of people just sit on the side. Now, here's Jim. He's really going into his dance, and he does that work.
Yeah, really gets down.
Gets rigid and goes, you know, over and down and back up.
Up again, yeah. But now he's past the drum, and Tony's got it.
Uh-huh. Tony's got it, see?
Yeah. And Tony is, goodness, but he's dancing with it.
Yes, he is. Well, they sort of stamp and go along with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See how Jim kind of holds himself like that? And
stiff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Bent over. Now they raise their hand. No, they're still... Well, who's got... No, I guess it's still Tony with the drum, is it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No. Buster Jean.
Buster Jean has the drum.
Uh-huh. See, Pete Ewan has his white shirt on this night.
Yes.
Over there, you'll see him.
Yeah. Well, does each... who else is going to beat the drum? That's Buster Jean beating. I was told he was a good...
Oh, he is
leader.
Real good.
Mm-hmm. Did he beat the drum any other time except this one evening?
Just this one time that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. He had to go to a town. His daughter or one of them got sick. That's right.
Too bad. So
he was called away from the potlatch. Look at old Tom Bell here. Watch this.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Where does Tom Bell live?
He lives down at Copper Center sometimes. But he really lives down in Kitna.
He does come up mm-hmm.
and stay with Lloyd Bell occasionally.
Yeah.
I believe
mm-hmm.
there's some relationship there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he's getting along in years, you know.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. I wonder what dance that is they're doing. They're all
Jim.
More or less going down together.
Uh-huh.
That's quite interesting. And coming up. Now they go down stiff, and all those things quiver, and they suddenly raise up again.
Boom. Hey. That's why they did that thing.
Boom.
See how Pete's done it?
Boom. Boom. Who's the one with the sideburns?
Let me see. Where?
Just across where they...
That's Bob Marshall.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's the drinking song. See, they're giving each other a drink. See, Jim is giving this fellow a drink. And then he goes down, and then... now, you watch, he'll come up, and it'll be just like he's giving you... This is the whiskey song.
Oh, well, that's...
This is the drinking song. See it? There he's giving them a drink. See?
Yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Which is it? Kushwatenas Waski?
I don't know.
No.
You know more about them.
I don't know, because there are those, too.
Uh-huh. See, now he's taking a drink, see?
Yeah,
see?
Uh-huh.
See?
Mm-hmm. Looks like the silly George in there.
Yeah, now this is a different number.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is the final windup, isn't it, Leonard, where everybody got on the floor. See, now Chief Northway is beating the drum.
Yes, he's got a drum, and there's three drums going.
There's
Northway with one, and he's got the, is that Bill Joe in back with one? Ralph Sanford with a drum, and who's got the Copper River drum, the green one with
the pom-poms? It's right here, and I don't know who's got it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Jim's got it, no? You think? But they're not wearing costumes. They're
There's Bell Joe. Bell Joe had it.
Bell Joe, yeah. He really likes to beat it.
Mm-hmm.
And Yesty Sanford just going it.
And I'd rather see him dance than beat the drum, though.
Yes. Well, of course, the
Now this was the final wind-up, and everybody is on the floor.
Yeah, really crowded. Mm-hmm. But what a pity that they're just a couple of headdresses. Who's the fellow with a head? Is Bob Marshall, is that a costume he's wearing? It can't hardly be a sweater.
No, it's just a sweater.
Oh, I see.
It's just a bright-colored sweater.
Yeah, that looks with a fancy yoke.
Now here's Annie. There's Elsie Ciclon beside her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Annie with a red scarf and Elsie with a pink one. Mm-hmm.
There, now here's Jim. Now watch, he will point over there. Over there.
Yeah.
See, there's only the two of us.
Yes.
Me. And my sister.
Yes.
There. This is the start of the potlatch. Now, the blankets,
the blankets are
all on the floor.
Yeah.
There's Jim standing by his sack.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Pete Ewan.
By his sack.
By his sack. Harry and Ruth. There's Marshall. Bob Marshall.
Mm-hmm. Who else?
And Annie and Pete.
Pete, yes. Mm-hmm. By their
and Annie and Pete. There's Joe Gallatin over there.
Is
Jim by his.
Two?
And Eileen and Marshall, and we ran out of film.
Oh. No. Eileen and Marshall gave, and who else gave?
Joe Gallatin. Annie and Pete Ewan.
Yes.
Nick Lincoln. Bob the Marshall. Well, and of course Jim.
Yes.
And of course we did earlier.
Yes.
We did earlier.
What do you mean earlier?
At the funeral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you didn't do it this time?
No, we didn't have to. It wasn't required of us.
I see. That's customary, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, if you do it at once, you don't do it the second time.
It's your choice of when you want to do it.
Yeah, I see. Mm-hmm. Well, how many pals were there then?
I don't know. There was supposed to have been how many hundred pairs of blankets there? Plus rifles.
Jim McKinley gave 54.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Boy, that's a lot
it
of
was
blankets.
One of the biggest potlatches that has been given in the Cock River Valley in the last of many years.
Well, Jim was saying he thought it was the biggest one that had been given anywhere around here. Yeah.
It ran into the thousands of dollars.
It must have. Mm-hmm. It must have, yeah. Mm-hmm. How many guns?
I don't know how many guns were given away, but there were quite a few. There were rifles and 22s and, different calibers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That must have been exciting. Well, those are marvelous pictures.
If I'd have known, I just started this taking pictures.
Yeah.
And if I'd have done more film of the subject, then it would be easier to tie it in together.
Yeah.
But I just took snatches here and there. And as it is, it's real hard to tell.
But they're beautiful. The exposure is just right. Yeah, really.
The colors, I think, are beautiful.
Did you have special bright light for it?
Yeah.
We had a spotlight.
Yeah.
That
we
set the camera up in, high in one corner. We were way up on a bench.
Yeah.
And
that
so
really
we were focusing
just,
down
oh,
on
marvelous. Them. That's marvelous. Mm-hmm.
Do you like them?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wish you could have seen it.
Yes. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Do you want to show them some of the other movies?
Oh, I'd love to show them.
Okay.
Yes, love to.
We'll show you some pictures.
All right. Well, we have these wonderful things. It's a fun evening. Mm-hmm. I'll turn this thing off.